Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
That's right, Figgy's Mixtape. Even without Figgy here, Colin Neal's on the steel wheels. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, filling in for the fellas here on In the Loop for Labor Day. And even without Figgy, we'll hold it down for him with Figgy's Mixtape here in this segment. By the way, we were talking last segment about the Texans-Rams Week 1 matchup.
Yep.
D'Amico Ryan just spoke to the media, said C.J. Gardner-Johnson is expected to play Sunday, Week 1 against the Rams. So that's good news. And I did want to tell you that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. So watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Because it is game week, week one.
Oh, yeah.
The NFL season officially kicks off in just over 72 hours Thursday night. Looking forward to having NFL games, actual games, back.
Time to get it on.
Yes, sir. Hey, since it is Labor Day, I figure for Figgy's Mixtape, let's keep it Labor Day themed.
All right.
I found this list from USA Today. And they put together the 25 worst jobs to have.
Oh, my! Like, oh, just general jobs.
Yeah. So we'll go through this and see. But I do want to ask you guys, what do you think is the worst job you've ever had for both of you?
Pizza delivery.
Yeah? You didn't like it? Dang.
No.
Yeah, that was quick, huh?
Actually, because I did pizza delivery, and I thought it wasn't that bad.
Nah, see, you didn't grow up where I grew up.
Okay, that's a good point.
Nah. Yeah. This is when I was, like, maybe 18 and still living in the Bay Area. And, of course, since I was the black kid, they always wanted to send me to, like, the hood. So, yeah, no, not a great job. I'm keeping it real.
How long did you do it for?
Oh, this was, like, 2 months.
Oh, yeah?
I ain't got time for this.
How were the tips?
I mean, they were okay sometimes, but and this wasn't, like, one of the big chain places. This was, like, a smaller kind of local. It was called Me and Ed's Pizzeria.
Huh, nice.
Like a smaller kind of local place.
Yeah, mom and pop shop.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it was, you know, they did give us free pizza sometimes. You know, like if I did like a full shift, it would be like a personal pizza. I would get a free one. But, no, like when it would get later in the day sometimes and it was like sketchy areas, I finally had to start telling them, nah, man, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't got time for this.
Any fun stories? You know, someone opens the front door and... A little lonely, wants you to come. Any fun stories from your pizza delivery days?
No, it's been so long ago, but I would remember that. No, none of those happened. I was not that lucky.
Dang.
I was not. I was not that lucky back then. Are we talking about early 2000s? No, I was not that lucky.
Yeah.
To be able to, no.
Colin, what would you say is the worst job you've ever had? And I'm not talking about current employment. What's the worst job you've ever had?
Oh, okay.
He loves it here.
Yeah, I do. I do love it here.
Yeah, I know you do. We all do.
Not gonna say where, but I worked at a fast food restaurant for a chicken restaurant. I didn't like it. It sucked.
Fast food chicken restaurant.
I mean, we can Google that. I mean,
did you have to work on Sundays?
Maybe.
Then it's not that one. It's not that one if you work Sunday.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
I just didn't like it. They kind of took advantage of my availability when I was in college. So like, hey, you got 9 a.m. class. Oh, we're just gonna put you overnight and closing.
Yes.
And stuff.
That's what these fast food places especially, they will do that to young kids.
I
had it happen to me back in the day.
I'm not gonna complain too much because it could be worse. I always tell myself that. It's like, hey, it could be worse.
Good perspective.
I could not be able to have a job during college to get me by, you know, but yeah.
But still, they was on some BS, it sounds like.
Yeah. And then, I also had a... I'm not going to get to that because it'll be a little too specific, but I'll tell you off air.
Tell us off air.
No, I'll tell you off air about another thing, but I'm not going to get into that on the air. But
I'll allow it, but whenever you bring something up, you can't pull it back. You got to finish it. But
Pulling out here.
I don't want to get you in trouble with anyone, so I'll let you save that story for off air.
Because it sounds like it was like a really local place, like, so yeah.
Yeah.
He don't want to get no flack.
But yeah.
I get it.
You can't, that's always the worst. He can't do it. If you start to, if you bring it up, you got to finish
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep that in mind for next time.
Along the lines, Rob said, I quit Wendy's after only 2 weeks. They wanted me to come in at 4 a.m. to scrub the drive-thru lane with a hose and broom.
Oh, you know what? I did that too. Walmart years ago in the Bay Area. There was a new Walmart being built, and I think I went in there like one day and I never went back. Because they wanted us to help set up the store.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
I went home. I said, I ain't doing this. I was like 18, 19. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't doing this. Yeah, I went home.
So USA Today, their list, 25 worst jobs.
Luke,
worst
you didn't give us one, did you?
I don't really have one, honestly. I've been lucky that I've always worked in sports. Oh, but you've
been in radio a long time, so yeah.
Yeah, and even growing up, like my first jobs when I was in high school, I started when I was in middle school, started working, and when
working,
I was like
13. Working you hard, man, middle school.
Yeah, but it was it was just like my first jobs, I umpired baseball.
Okay.
And refereed basketball.
So you had fun jobs.
Football in town.
Luke had fun jobs to start off his working career.
And then I worked in baseball after college. I always wanted to work in baseball, and I was able to for like 7 years. But so when I was in high school, I thought like, well, it would be fun like to get my foot in the door kind of working in the concession stand for the local minor league team.
Okay.
My brothers had done it before me.
And this is still on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I thought like, this would be fun. I'll be at the ballpark. Like I'll be able to listen or watch the game at time. Like that'd be cool. We work at a stadium. Anyways, it was terrible.
I hated that job.
And I tried to get fired because my parents wouldn't let me quit. You know, if we started something, we had to finish.
What did you do to try to get fired, Luke?
Such minor things. It was like an office space. You know, like they were very strict on having your shirt tucked in. I always just kept my shirt untucked.
Oh, my goodness.
Had a bad attitude. You were supposed to hide your drinks so that customers couldn't see them.
You left it on the counter.
Yeah, that's right.
Luke was
a
rebel, man.
I'm having a cherry Coke right now. What you going to do about it?
He was a punk. He was a punk rocker,
He was a
bro.
Punk rocker.
Right. Yeah. And so... things of that nature, nothing serious.
Rebel without a cause.
Yeah.
You just rebelling just because.
Spitting someone's chicken tenders when I gave them to him. No,
I hope you didn't do that, Luke.
No, I couldn't do that.
That would be horrible.
I'd never have the gall.
That would be horrible.
So I hated that job, and I had to stick it out. They never fired me, and I wasn't allowed to quit.
They
so
would not fire you.
No.
They just wouldn't.
Well, because admittedly, I was probably one of the better employees because they used to have the thing on the cash registers, if you were working a register, where they would have to... You know, like any register, it tells you the math. Like someone gives you a five, here's how much change you have to give
them back. Yeah.
And the menu was based off of everything was like at a quarter. So like 425, 450, 475, five.
Oh, really? Okay, that's different.
All that.
That's
so,
a little different.
Yeah, no tax. So anyways, point being, easy math.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is not to brag, it was easy math, but I never had to use the calculation.
Yeah.
I could always do it in my head. Like you give me a 10 and this was 475. All right, here's 525.
Exactly.
Like, easy math. Anyways. All the other employees always would struggle with the change, and figuring it out.
So would they be coming up short, the teal?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So I was the best on the register, probably in the whole stadium.
That's why they didn't fire you, man.
I know.
You were doing too well.
I know. And then they threw me on ice cream, not soft serve, the hard scoop. I'm terrible at that. It was such a long line because it's the summer, it's hot, and I'm trying to scoop out the ice cream, and I can't get the good.
I would have been bad at that, too. I ain't going to lie.
You know, they want three scoops. I'm giving, like... three half scoops, and it's taking me so long. I'm trying to dig it out.
I was going to give you credit and say Luke just can't underachieve, but apparently you can.
No, and the line is getting so long because I'm moving so slowly.
And you can hear people talking like, what's taking so long?
Yeah. And it's so hot, and they want their ice cream, and I can't dig it out of the stupid carton because it's all frozen. That was terrible.
Yeah, I would not like that job either.
So that was the worst job, but it wasn't. In the grand scheme of things, it wasn't a bad job.
Yeah.
So I've always been fortunate. I've never worked in an office. I've always worked in sports since I was 13.
But you still failed at getting fired when you wanted to get fired.
Couldn't get fired. I was like George
Costanza. That's what I took out of this story.
Yeah, couldn't get fired. USA Today, top 25. We'll go through this quickly. Photographer is 25. It's sort of adjacent to what we do here, I guess.
Yeah.
Photographer is the 25th worst job, and they're doing this based off of salary and job growth and total employment.
I was going to say, people love that job, though, but I guess if you're talking about salaries and different things, okay.
I don't want to be disrespectful because people do it as a career, but it's almost more like a hobby just because of the opportunities and the pay for a lot of people. Like if you're a wedding photographer, you know, it's almost like those side hustles.
It, yeah, I, I have a really good friend. His mom does that as a side hustle.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Like it's hard for people to make it more than that side hustle.
Yeah.
There's just not as many opportunities.
Good side hustle money, but not like main job money.
100%.
Main career
money. 24 is food server, which we've already kind of touched on, so that's tough. Roofer is 23. I'm not going to go through all these. Don't worry. welder, 22. And then if we skip ahead, a lot of it, of course, is manual labor.
Yeah,
mechanic is 19, which I'm surprised by because I feel like mechanic, there's just a lot of opportunity. Like, that's a career I would feel safe about.
And there's a lot of people that like working on cars. Yeah, and you can save yourself a lot of money being able to work on your own car.
Yeah, that's true.
Although these new cars, that's tougher.
Yeah.
Because they make it to where you can't really work on them.
Also, but I know there's concern about, like, working in a garage health-wise over a period of time.
Yeah, that too.
Breathing in that stuff.
Fumes.
So, yeah, so that's not great. I know we have a bunch of truck drivers.
Who needs health?
Yeah, that's we have a bunch of truck drivers who listen and engage with the shows here. That's ranked as 17th. The 17th worst job is a truck driver.
I've driven box trucks, not like over the road, but like I've driven locally box trucks. Yeah. When I lived in Portland for a little bit. Yeah,
some people just like being on the road and like driving.
It was decent, no, but the over the road, that's a whole other thing though. Like the long haul, that's different.
Yes,
that's,
yeah, right. Well, that's what I mean. Long haul, some that's different. Just like it. Bus driver is 14. That could be tough with the amount of nonsense you probably have to deal with on these buses,
especially
these
city buses. Think about a big city.
Man.
I've seen some things. I grew up in San Francisco. I've seen some things on buses.
Yeah, I bet.
I've seen some things. And I have family members that drove buses out there too. So I've heard some stories.
You didn't get paid enough to deal with all that nonsense. Mm. 13 is chef for worst jobs. I'm surprised by that.
That shocks me.
It says they work a difficult, demanding job as the head of the kitchen. They oversee all food prep, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I guess just like the pain that it is, the stress, unhappy customers, tough shifts, you're working late nights, you're on your feet. So I get that. Firefighter is 12. I would say just because you're running into fire and you put your life on the line every time.
Yeah.
My grandfather worked for the fire department. It's crazy.
You're a first responder.
The utmost respect for anyone that can do that.
Definitely.
Number 10 is painter. Number 9 is advertising salesperson. And then how about this? This is not very nice.
Oh, man.
I actually did not know this.
Oh, come on now. Uh-oh. Don't do it.
I did not know this till just now. I did not look at this list before because I wanted to do it live on air.
Don't do it, Luke.
Number 8, the 8th worst job in the country, broadcasting.
I just said don't do it.
Come on.
Why are we the worst?
Eighth worst.
I'm sure I know the reasons, but.
It says job growth is down almost 4%. And then just the median wage is, it requires college education and therefore typically college loans and debt, but you just don't get paid enough.
Yeah.
Tied into that, number 7 is disc jockey. So somewhat similar. I guess they're talking about like at events more so than music radio
stations. Like a DJ, a party DJ.
Yeah,
or
I guess
like
so.
That, yeah.
And then just top 5 enlisted military personnel is number 5.
Okay.
Yeah, harsh. 4 is retail salesperson. That does seem like a terrible job. Just because dealing with the customers.
Yeah, working in retail is not fun.
No, it doesn't seem it.
Not fun.
Number 3 is a newspaper reporter. Our industry is just getting buried here.
I've done a couple of these things.
Yeah, I used to work for a newspaper.
He's definitely a bias there. Come on now.
Was that?
It's probably a bias there.
Wait, who did this list again?
USA Today. Okay. They're a newspaper. Who are they biased against?
Broadcasters.
Well, they put newspaper reporters the third worst job.
Oh, third worst. Okay.
Yeah. Probably hurts them. Probably hurt them to put that there. Lager number 2, and the worst job you could have, according to USA Today, drum roll, taxi driver.
So I guess you could throw Uber, Lyft, all that in there too.
Well, my only thought was the difference is taxi drivers, Uber's almost like putting you out of business, right? So specifically taxi drivers.
Hmm.
Yeah, this excludes Uber and Lyft. So specifically like the yellow taxi drivers.
I'm surprised they didn't list gig work.
Worst job to have.
And they, were there any like tech type jobs on there?
No, that's true. That's that's the way of the world now.
I guess it is. I've done some of that too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the movement we're going in. Last thing on this, I asked ChatGPT to give
me my goodness.
The 10 worst jobs you could have. I only bring this up because it also provided punchlines for each of the 10 jobs. These are the corniest things.
Of course they are. It's ChatGPT.
Number nine is a roofer in August in Texas. If you thought your job was hot, try 140 degree shingles.
ChatGPT is trying too hard. They're all weak.
Yeah.
Trying too hard.
Number one is portable toilet cleaner. Imagine explaining that at a dinner party.
A porta potty.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess that would be a pretty crappy job, right?
Sewer inspector. Talk about a crappy day at the office. Oh, literally.
Literally.
Yep. Brought to you by ChatGPT.
This is what it's come to.
Crime scene cleaner. The ultimate bring your work home in your head job.
Ugh. Mm.
Funny stuff. When we come back, we got to put a bow on this Labor Day edition of In the Loop. We'll catch up with the fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Area 45 in for the drive today. And also update you on the Astros. I think somebody on the Astros deserves an apology. And I think someone else should maybe be on the trade block. We'll get to that. It's In the Loop.